MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Don't miss what matters. Put your phone down and pay attention to your surroundings.
The Highway Patrol is investigating an overnight shooting involving Independence Police near Kansas City. Officers were called to an apartment complex, and while on the scene of an armed carjacking, two people exited a vehicle and fired towards officers. Independence police officers returned fire and injured one of the people from the vehicle. That person is hospitalized. A second person was taken into custody. No officers were hurt. Missouri public school districts will get to decide whether to require students and staff to wear masks when classes restart this fall. During a Capitol press conference, State Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says the state is not mandating them to wear masks to help stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Circumstances vary across the state. The age of the child certainly makes a difference. The ability to social distance, there's a lot of factors that go into the mask decision making.
Van Deven says she wants those decisions to be made at the local level. She says class sizes could also be smaller at some schools when they start back up in August. Missouri's Roy Blunt says the Senate's version of a police reform bill does not have to be dead. It can be called up again when there is an opportunity.
Incredibly unfortunate that we weren't allowed to move to that bill to debate. You don't have to vote for it at the end of the debate. That's a 60-vote threshold as well. And even if you do vote for it at the end of the debate, you don't have to vote for it when it comes back to conference if it hasn't been approved the way you think it should have been approved.
Democrats argue that the bill lacks reform enforcement or authority to make needed changes. And city leaders in St. Louis say it's already been a violent start to summer and are warning it could get worse. So far this year, there have been 92 homicides in the city, and 69 of those still have no arrest. After a year-long fight, Missouri has issued a license to the state's lone abortion provider. Alisa Nelson has this.
Today's action allows the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic to operate through 2021. The license follows a State Administrative Hearing Commission judge saying last month that Planned Parenthood demonstrated it meets the requirements for license renewal. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt has until Monday to decide whether to appeal the commission's ruling. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And Special Olympics Missouri will host its first camps since the May 2019 tornado severely damaged the organization's Training for Life campus in Jefferson City. That EF3 tornado that struck Jefferson City caused over $5 million in damage to that campus. Special Olympics and the Jefferson City Parks and Recreation and Forestry Department are partnering to offer day camps this summer for youth with intellectual disabilities. You are listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.